Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Friday, July 21st, 2023, 9.07 a.m. on this Friday morning. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Oh, man. It's here. Yep. Beautiful day, beautiful time of year.
Pioneer Day celebration.
Pioneer Day celebration starts today in Monticello. It's really the highlight of the year in Monticello, and there's going to be a great celebration for the next couple of days.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to talking about that, enjoying it. We've got a lot of news and info for you on the morning show this morning, but yeah, Pioneer Day being here, that's number one.
Yeah, that's number one. It's the perfect time of year weather-wise in Monticello. We've had one day this year above 90 degrees. It was perfect, 88 degrees here yesterday. Anyway, if you follow passing of the seasons like people do, yesterday was a red letter day. The last bit of snow has finally melted off the nose of the horse head. There's this beautiful outline of a horse's head in the Abajo Mountains immediately west of Monticello, and you can mark how that the winter has passed, and people really mark when the snow melts off the nose of the horse head, and it's basically gone. That happened yesterday. It's hard to see any up there. Also yesterday, they finally opened the road up over the North Creek Pass. It's this beautiful road between Monticello and Blanding up over the Abajo Mountains. You got to have a high clearance vehicle, and it's spectacular. But that road finally opened yesterday, July 20th, because of the heavy winter. It can be open in May in other years, but July 20th it was finally open. They had this enormous snow drift right at the very top of the saddle, the North Creek saddle. And San Juan County road crews were working hard and finally broke through it yesterday, came from both sides. And so that road's open. So I know people around here have been anxiously awaiting the opening of that road, because that really marks the summer is here. And anyway, pretty late this year.
Yeah, summer's almost gone.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. That is exciting news. And yeah, good time of year to be in the area, no doubt. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got plenty of local news and happenings for you this morning, including some interesting news out of Dolores. Special report to the Cortez Journal by Bailey Duran. The Dolores School District purchased a sawmill, and that'll be helping with school woodworking class. District recently purchased a sawmill housed behind the high school to bolster its woodworking program and save money on the cost of wood. According to the story in the Journal, Superintendent Reese Blinko said that with the rising cost of lumber, they had to come up with a solution to keep their woodworking program up and running efficiently. The idea came to mill their wood, and they set out to make that happen. Blinko said it's multi-purpose, saves money for the district buying lumber, and it teaches kids a skill and a trade that's around the area, and also teaches them to use lumber to make some really good projects. So it's pretty neat and makes a lot of sense there in Dolores that they'd have that type of program. So really interesting. You can read more about that in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, and you can pick that up throughout the area. Also get it online at the-journal.com. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, Monticello City Council members discuss Utah State University banners on Main Street, the annual ATV safari, and received an update on the school crossing zone at their latest meeting. At that July 11th meeting, members of the Monticello City Council approved a request from Utah State University Monticello campus to hang banners on Main Street. While banners have been on Main Street for several years, the council has recently begun allowing nonprofits and educational institutions to place banners on Main Street, so long as the city approves the design and the organization covers the cost of installation. Members of the council approved placing of the USU banners on every third pole, and they should be up year-round. The design features Aggie Blue and white, with the words U State appearing above the word Monticello. Council approved that. At the meeting, members of the council also received an update on the annual ATV Safari. The fall event features 17 guided tours of trails in the county. Host cities rotate between Monticello and Blanding, with Monticello set to host this year. City Council member Ron Skinner is also an event organizer. He reported the event has over 100 riders signed up for their September 13th through 16th ride. He said, "We're trying to bring people to town to fill the RV parks, fill the places to eat." Skinner also shared with the council that the event is looking for additional guides and sponsors. Members of the council expressed their support of the event. At the meeting, members of the Monticello City Council also discussed granting an exception for setbacks for some homes on 500 North. The Styrofoam houses on 500 North are reportedly close to meeting the setback requirements. Granting the exception could move a sale forward on the property and possibly result in improvement to those homes. You may know of them on 500 North. Members of the council also shared an update on the school crossing zone on Main Street. Prep work's being done to install new flashing lights at the crossing to increase safety ahead of the start of the school year in August. You can see that on Main Street now. Those crews have been working all this week.
Yeah, it's going to be nice right before school starts. I'll have a crosswalk signs there too.
Yeah, they've got obviously the flashing signs that says you got to slow down to 20 miles per hour, but this will go up overhead, so it'll catch more attention of drivers hopefully and help them slow down for that.
Yeah, you know, and those crosswalks only operate 180 days a year and only for 15 minutes to half hour, so don't be annoyed by crosswalks slowing you down. It's not going to take you that long, and it's not often, but it certainly is an important safety function for our kids walking to school.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Folks need to slow down for that, no doubt. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Weld something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115, or visit us online to start your journey.
Hello. Hey, man, I saw your post today, and I thought I'd give you a call. You good?
Reaching out is suicide prevention. Learn more about preventing suicide at liveonutah.org.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to keep cool this summer. Come check out the ample selection of swimming supplies, suits, shoes, pools, floats, goggles, and more. Walker Drug carries Tannerite for your outdoor fun. They have all the fishing and barbecue gear you need. And be sure to grab some first aid supplies for those inevitable scrapes and cuts. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. For summer fun, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's 9:17 a.m. on this Friday, July 21st, 2023. I've got other local news and happenings for you this morning. Navajo Nation Council, 25th Navajo Nation Council, in their summer session, approved a San Juan River Mitigation Fund to improve water quality for farmers affected by the Gold King mine spill. On August 2015, the U.S. EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, and contractors experienced a blowout during an excavation of the Gold King mine that's located near Silverton, and approximately 200 miles of the San Juan River were affected by at least 3 million gallons of toxic and mine wastewater that flowed into the Animas River and into the San Juan from there. Navajo Nation, of course, filed a lawsuit, and its contractors, along with several mining companies in the U.S. District Court for the District of New Mexico. According to the legislation, the contaminated water and soil have severely impacted farmers and ranchers who suffered financial loss and hardships, so they can no longer plant and harvest their crops, sell livestock, and meat derived from the livestock cannot be sold, affecting their sources of income. Legislation, again, was passed, and they are looking to, again, approve that mitigation fund to improve the water quality for farmers affected by the Gold King mine spill. News there out of the Navajo Nation Council. Other news in the Red Rock listening area, Moab City Police Department putting out a press release regarding the arrest of a 41-year-old man. On July 14th, officers from the Moab Police Department responded to a call from a concerned citizen who had observed an adult man filming women and children with his phone inside and near the Moab Recreation and Aquatic Center. Officers arrived quickly and detained the suspect. Through investigative techniques, detectives discovered pornographic material involving minors on devices recovered from the suspect. The 41-year-old Luis Guzman was subsequently arrested, has been charged with 31 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, and is being held in Grand County Jail. Moab Police Department reports at this time it appears that the explicit images were obtained through the internet and do not involve any local victims. However, they're continuing to complete a thorough investigation. They say, additionally, there may have been photos taken of women and children in Moab and surrounding areas, and the images appear to have been taken in public settings, and all subject in the photographs are clothed. Say, regardless of whether the photos and taken and videos taken locally were found to be illegal, they recognize the act alone as disturbing and of great concern to the entire community. It's an ongoing investigation that could take some time to complete, and they're working diligently to confirm that there are no local victims of any other illegal activity. Moab Police Department, again, publishing this press release just yesterday. Quick work from the Moab Police Department to respond to that situation and make an arrest. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. This morning I've got the start of Pioneer Day celebration in Monticello. And there is a whole host of activities happening in the area. Starting this afternoon, they've got the Dollar Swim at the city pool from 1 to 5. They'll have free ice cream given out as long as it lasts. Also, the Pioneer Day 8 and Under Baseball Tournament. Games will be played on Field 3 today at 1:30 and Saturday at 1:30. Also, they've got the start of the Men's Fast Pitch Tournament. Check-in starting at 2:30 and the tournament starting at 4:30. Lots more fun events at Veterans Park at 3. The City and San Juan Counseling are bringing free inflatables for children to use, 10 to 12 inflatables and 3 to 5 carnival-style games with prizes. They'll have a family cornhole competition fundraiser and vendors in the park starting at 4. Also, this evening at dusk, they'll be showing a free screening of the Sandlot starting at 9:15 at Veterans.
Yeah, you're going to watch the Sandlot. You're Killing Me, Smalls. Should be a fun movie to watch. Filmed in Salt Lake City and a classic. That's going to be lots of fun. Also, those inflatables are incredible. They've got a whole bunch of them. They're free both today and tomorrow. So if you've got kids and they're looking for something fun to do, those inflatables really sound awesome. All at Veterans Memorial Park. That's on the intersection of Main Street and Center Street in Monticello. You can't miss it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yep, should be a great time again. And then, you know, tomorrow there's a bunch of events as well. Early in the morning, the 5K run starting at 7, registration opening at 6. They have the mile fun run for kids at 7:45. That's up at Lloyd's Lake. Lions Club breakfast, 7 to 10 a.m. Tomorrow. $10 a plate, $5 for a half plate or a kid's plate. That's at the LDS Steak Center pavilion located behind the post office there on Main Street. Then again, they've got the long drive competitions out at the golf course from 9 to 11 and 2 to 4. And, of course, the parade at 10:30, Grand Marshal Martha Johnson. Great choice. And, again, those inflatables, more cornhole, coin dive at the city pool, and a quilter's show. And then they've got the fireworks in the evening tomorrow night. So a full day of events tomorrow, and quite a bit of events starting early this afternoon.
Yeah, a lot of those are the public events. Of course, there's high school reunions. There's family reunions. The town is full of people. Golf courses. They have that long drive contest, I guess, at the golf course. But a lot of play at the Hideout. Roads open up over the Abajos. A lot to do on Pioneer Day celebration here in Monticello.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there's a private funeral this morning after a celebration of life for Rick Bailey last night in Monticello. That was really a nice event. Rick passed away last week at the age of 66. Provided many, many years of service. Emergency response, you always felt good and confident in an emergency when Rick Bailey was there. He was just a tremendous first responder. Funeral services for Jack Corbin of Moab are tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. at Spanish Valley Mortuary. Celebration of life for John Dennis Bright is Sunday at the Connection Christian Church in Odessa, Texas. John passed away in Dolores on July 9th at the age of 32. Funeral services for Ronald Melvin Trent begin at 11 a.m. on Monday, July 24th, at the Blanding South Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 9 to 10:30. Trent, age 66, passed away on July 14th. And graveside services for Brandy Renee Riffey are at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, July 26th, at the Monticello City Cemetery. Riffey passed away last week at the age of 40. Memorial services for Cortez resident Thaddeus Allen Cole, Thad Cole, will be held at 11 a.m. on July 26th at Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Services for Shad Albert Swink of Moab are from 4 to 6 on Friday, July 28th, so that's a week from today, at the Old City Park in Moab. Funeral services for Mary LaVon Johnson, age 74, of Moab, begin at 10 a.m. on Sunday, July 29th. That's Saturday, July 29th, I'm sorry, in Moab at the LDS Chapel on 400 North, viewing at 9 a.m. Memorial service for Jeannie Sapp of Durango will be held at 10 a.m. on July 29th at Durango Cowboy Church. And graveside services for Howard Nilsson will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 29th at the Monticello City Cemetery. Howard is a Monticello native who died several months ago, but the graveside services will be next week. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those families and those loved ones in mourning at this time. And yeah, again, it's unfortunate when that segment gets long, but I'm happy to bring the information to folks. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at Bay, spelled B-E-A. Bros.com. Bay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials. 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
San Juan Building Supply has offered a full range of building supplies to San Juan County and beyond for 35 years. Lumber prices are down for the busy construction season, and now is an excellent time to buy. From the start of your project to the finish, San Juan Building Supply has the high-quality products you need, and they deliver. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding, call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building materials supplier.
Miss the incredible 2023 Pioneer Day celebration, July 21st and 22nd in Monticello. Come visit the city with a cool climate and warm welcome for two full days of exciting events, food vendors, bouncy houses, arts and crafts, live music, a free movie, and more. Check out the Blue Mountain Invitational, the nation's longest running fast pitch softball tournament. Plus, there will be lots of competitions to enter, a 5K race, a cornhole tournament, a long drive tournament, swimming events, and more. The annual parade begins at 10:30 on Saturday, and the big fireworks show lights the sky after dark. You can find the full schedule in the San Juan Record at sjrnews.com and on the Monticello Pioneer Days Facebook page. See you at the 2023 Pioneer Day celebration, July 21st and 22nd in Monticello.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
What's going on?
Monticello is hosting their annual Pioneer Day celebration today and tomorrow. Come enjoy food, vendors, games, sports competitions, the annual parade, and of course the big fireworks show tomorrow night. For the full schedule, check the current edition of the San Juan Record or visit the Monticello Pioneer Days Facebook page. Moab Arts and the City of Moab are hosting an arts and ag market at Suwanee City Park today, featuring produce and artisan goods from local, regional, and visiting vendors. It runs from 5 to dusk. You can get more info by calling 435-259-6272. Also tonight at Suwanee City Park, the Moab Free Concert Series presents Nosotros. This 11-piece Latin music powerhouse seamlessly combines a myriad of Latin rhythms with elements of rock, salsa, jazz, and cumbia to create their unique sound. The concert starts at 7 and runs until 9. Visit moabfreeconcerts.com for all the details. Friday Night at the Fort features the music of Craig Crippen and family. From classical to popular to country, they sing them all. The show's free at Bluff Fort tonight starting at 7. It's Grand Summer Nights in Mancos tomorrow, featuring food, drinks, kids' activities, art demonstrations, and live music. It kicks off at 4:30. Check MancosValley.com for all the details. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, 9:31 a.m. on this Friday morning, Friday, July 21st.
Today is, on this day in 1987, Guns N' Roses released their landmark album, Appetite for Destruction. The lowest ever temperature recorded on Earth was recorded on this day in 1983. As you'd guess, is in Antarctica in the south, in the middle of summer here, but the middle of winter there, 128.6 degrees below zero.
Wow.
That's cold. That is a cold day. On this day in 2011 was the 135th and final mission of the Space Shuttle program. 51 years ago today, July 21st, 1972, the number one song was Lean On Me by Bill Withers. Comedian and actor Robin Williams was born today in 1951. Of course, he died in 2014. Author Ernest Hemingway was born today in 1899. He died in 1966. And Don Knotts was born today in 1924. He died in 2006 at the age of 82. He was Barney Fife on The Andy Griffith Show. Happy birthday, Don. And last singer, Cat Stevens, is 75 years old today. So, kind of an interesting day. Local birthdays today for Ryan Lacey Matu. And weekend birthday. So, we just have the one local birthday today, but over the weekend, we have a bunch of them. Weekend birthdays coming up for Marcy Bothwell, Talon Jack, David Redd, Nan Barton, Eric George, Wendy Brandt, and Davy Smith. Also, a couple of weekend birthdays for a pair of twins. It's Kelly and Travis Pearson's birthday, and it's also Ben and Haley Boyle's birthday. Happy birthday to y'all. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. And thank you to Valerie for sponsoring our shout-outs. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. And as part of the morning show, we've got the 101 Ways to Experience San Juan County, Utah. That's a publication of the San Juan Record in conjunction with the San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Taking a look at the list, number 86 on the list is the Needles Overlook. Overlook into Needles District of Canyonlands National Park includes views of Indian Creek and the Colorado River. Turnoff is 20 miles north of Monticello off Highway 191. That's number 86 on our list of 101 things to do in San Juan County, Utah. Also highlight advertisers in the 101 as part of this segment, including the Atomic Blue Motor Inn, clean and comfortable with a retro vibe in Monticello. Kitchenettes available, cable TV, microwave, fridge, Wi-Fi, and atomicblue.com is their website. You can give them a call at 587-2251. It's a cool update they've done there, and I imagine they are full this weekend, but you can give them a try. If not, certainly get them another weekend, too, if you got folks coming to visit. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2287. 2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $200 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Earn $60,000 a year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. Learn more at a TSA job fair on July 20th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Green River Branch Library on 85 South Long Street. Positions start at $23.51 per hour and include full federal benefits and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Register at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for two housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment operators, SX/EW technician, a warehouse clerk, diesel mechanics, and a controller. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume and applications to lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including an OB Med Surgical RN on a Traveler 13-week contract. Also seeking an operating room manager, a dialysis unit clerk, and a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premiums including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability. Matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career@tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. Grand County School District has numerous positions to fill, including a speech pathologist, a school-based therapist, and special education paraprofessional at Grand County High. Title I paraprofessional and severe special education teacher positions at HMK Elementary. 3 full-time custodian positions, part or full-time lunch aide/cooks/cashiers at all schools, substitute bus driver, groundskeepers, maintenance positions, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
The summer of cash heats up. Get ready for the ultimate cash extravaganza with sizzling summer cash at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Saturday in July, one winner will be drawn from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for your chance for the grand prize, $1 million. Each winner gets 4 picks that can add up to $3,000. Sizzling summer cash is heating up, and you could be our next millionaire. The hottest way to make this summer unforgettable at Ute Mountain Casino.
Summer's heating up, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to get it started on the right foot. Come check out the great deals on essentials for your patio, lawn, garden, and home. Walker's True Value is your source for nature-served chicken feeds, where they believe in serving your chickens first so your chickens can provide the best for your family. Come get your summer started right at Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
from the best at USU Blanding this August and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Friday, July 21st, 2023, 9:43 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the sports report. Colorado Rockies, 37-59, fifth in the NL West, suffering a loss to the Houston Astros yesterday. Today they are in, that was the day before, had yesterday off, but now they're in Miami taking on the Marlins. 4:40 p.m. is the opening pitch today. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks are second in the NL West with a record of 54-43, two games back from the Dodgers and tied with the Giants. They are in Cincinnati today. They'll be taking on the Reds at 5 o'clock p.m. is the opening pitch. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report. And with that, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great Pioneer Day weekend.